What is this, Psalm 19a?
The spacious heavens declare the glory of our God. The firmament displays His handiwork abroad. Day unto day doth utter speech and night. Tonight doth knowledge teach. Aloud they do not speak, they utter forth no word, nor into language break, their voice is never heard. Yet through the world their line extends, their words to earth's remotest ends. In heaven set a tent, a dwelling for the sun, which as a mighty man delights his course to run. He bridegroom like in his array comes from his chamber bringing day. His daily going forth is from the end of heaven. The firmament to him is for his circuit given, and everywhere from end to end his radiant heat he doth extend.
This is Psalm 19b.
Jehovah's perfect law restores the soul again. His testimony sure gives wisdom unto men. The precepts of the Lord are right and fill the command is pure, enlightening the eyes. Jehovah's fear is clean, more lasting than the skies. The judgments of the Lord express His truth and there more to be desired than stores of finest gold, than honey from the comb, more sweetness far they hold. With warnings they thy servant guard, in keeping them is great reward. His errors who can know, cleanse me from hidden stain, keep me from willful sins, nor let them o'er me reign. And then I upright shall appear and be from great transgression clear. Let all the words I speak and all the thoughts within come up before thy sight and thine approval win. O thou
This is Psalm 20a.
Jehovah, hear thee in the day when trouble he doth send. And let the name of Jacob's God from every ill defend. O, let him help thee from above, from out his temple court. From Zion, his own holy hill, O, let him send support. Let him remember all thy gifts except thy sacrifice. Grant thee thine heart's wish and fulfill thy thoughts and counsel wise. In thy salvation we will joy, in our God's name we will set up our banners and the Lord all thy requests fulfill. Now know I that the Lord does save his own anointed king. He'll hear him from his holy heaven, his right hand strength shall bring. In chariots some put confidence, some horses trust upon. But we remember will the name of our Lord God alone. We rise and upright stand when they are made to bow and fall. Deliver, Lord, and let the King give answer when we call.
This is Psalm 20b.
The Lord in your distress attend. Let Jacob's God exalt you still. Help from the holy temple send, and strengthen you from Zion's hill. May he your sacrifice regard, and all your offerings bear in mind. May he your heart's desire reward, fulfilling all you have designed. In your salvation we'll rejoice, in our God's name our banners raise. O, may Jehovah hear your voice, grant all you ask through all your days. I know now that the Lord defends and saves his own anointed king. From holy head he answer sends, his right hand saving power will bring. In chariots some boast confidence, and on your horses some rely. But we boast only one defense, the name of God, the Lord Most High. While we are raised and upright stand, our foes are made to bow and fall. O, save the King, Lord, by your hand, and answer us the day we call.
This is Psalm 21a.
The King in thy great strength, O Lord, shall very joyful be, and in shall rejoice most fervently. For thou upon him hast bestowed all that his heart would have. And thou from him didst not withhold whate'er his lips did crave. For thou wilt meet him with thy gifts of blessings manifold. And thou hast set upon his head a crown of purest gold. When he requested life of thee, thou life to him didst give. Such length of days thou gavest him, he evermore should live. In thy salvation he is great, and glorified is he. And thou upon him hast bestowed most glorious majesty. For thou wilt ever set on him the blessings of thy grace. And thou wilt cause him to be filled with joy before thy face.
This is Psalm 21b.
Because a king trusts in the Lord through covenant love that's proved, through grace of him who is most high, the king shall not be moved. Thy hand shall reach to every man who is thine enemy, and thy right hand shall find out all who hate thee needlessly. For thou wilt make them blaze as fire in presence of thy power. The Lord shall swallow them in wrath, the fire shall them devour. Their offspring thou wilt strike from earth, their seeds from sons of men. Their evil plans, their cunning plots against thee are in vain. For thou wilt make them turn their back, thou wilt thine arrows place upon thy strings in readiness to fly against their face. In thine omnipotence, O Lord, exalt thyself on high. Then we shall sing with psalms of praise, thy might we glorify.
This is Psalm 21c.
Now the king in your strength shall be joyful, O Lord, and shall in your salvation rejoice. For each wish of his heart you did freely afford. You withheld no request of his voice. All the blessings of life you did graciously give. On his head placed a crown of fine gold. When he asked a new life, you ordained that he live, that no end to his days would be told. By the help you have brought, is his glory made great. You did glory and honor impart. You've forever made him the most blessed in state. By your presence you gladdened his heart.
This is Psalm 21D.
For the King in the strength of the Lord ever nigh did unwavering confidence place. Through the covenant love which is in the Most High, he shall never be moved from his place. You will reach with your hand every one of your foes. Haters find with your right hand of power. In the day of your anger, the flames them enclose. In his wrath will the Lord them devour. From the earth shall their race be consumed and destroyed, and their offspring forever shall fail. By the evil they planned, by the schemes they employed, they shall never against you prevail. You will make them turn round, show their backs in swift flight, when your arrows are aimed at each face. Be exalted, O Lord, in your strength and your might. We will sing praise your power and your grace.
This is Psalm 22A.
My God, my God, oh, why have you forsaken me, oh, why? Are you so far from giving help and from my groaning cry? By day and night, my God, I call, your answer still delays. And yet you are the Holy One who dwells in Israel's praise. Our fathers put their trust in you, from you their rescue came. They begged you and you set them free, they were not put to shame. But as for me, I am a worm and not a man at all. To men I am despised and base, their scornings on me fall. All those who look at me will laugh and cast reproach on me. Their mouths they open wide, they wag their heads in mockery. The Lord was his reliance once, now see what God will send. Yes, let God rise and set him free, this man that was his friend. You took me from my mother's womb to safety at the breast. Since birth when I was cast on you, in you, my God, I rest.
This is Psalm 22B.
My God, my God, oh, why have you forsaken me, oh, why? Are you so far from giving help and from my groaning cry. By day and night, my God, I call, your answer still delays. And yet you are the Holy One who dwells in Israel's praise. Our fathers put their trust in you, from you their rescue came. They begged you and you set them free, they were not put to shame. But as for me, I am a worm and not a man at all. To men I am despised and base, their scornings on me fall. All those who look at me will laugh and cast reproach at me. Their mouths they open wide, they wag their heads in mockery. The Lord was his reliance once, now see what God will send. Yes, let God rise and set him free, this man that was his friend. You took me from my mother's womb to safety at the breast. Since birth when I was cast on you, in you, my God, I rest.
This is Psalm 22C.
Be not far off, for grief is near, and none to help is found. For bulls of Bashan in their strength now circle me around. Their lion jaws they open wide, and roar to tear their prey. My heart is waxed, my bones unknit, my life is poured away. My strength is only broken clay, my mouth and tongue are dry. For in the very dust of death you there make me to lie. For see how dogs encircle me, on every side there stands a brotherhood of cruelty, they pierce my feet and hands. My bones are plain for me to count, men see me and they stare. My clothes among them they divide and gamble for their share. Now hurry, oh my strength, to help. Do not be far, oh Lord, but snatch my soul from raging dogs and spare me from the sword.
This is Psalm 22D.
From lion's mouth and oxen's horns, oh, save me, hear my prayer. And to my brethren in the church, your name I will declare. Let those that fear the Lord sing praise, give glory to him now. All Jacob's seed, all Israel's seed, in awe before him bow. For he did not despise nor spurn the grief of one oppressed. Nor did he shun his cry for help, but heard and gave him rest. When much will hear. And I will pay my vows in full where men hold him in fear. The wretched poor will eat their fill and will be made secure. All those who seek will praise the Lord, so let your hearts endure.
This is Psalm 22e.
Then men remember, will the Lord to earth's remotest shore, and all the Gentile kindreds turn to worship and adore. For all dominion in the earth is only of the Lord. Among the nations he controls the power of the sword. To him will all the rich bow down who feast and live at ease. And all whose souls descend to dust will fall upon their knees. There shall forever be a seed to serve him faithfully, a generation of the Lord it shall accounted be. And they will come and will make known to people yet to be the righteousness that is his.